What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Turning our attention to the Bills and Jets. Matt Perino is on the WBEN live line from Syracuse.com and the Shout podcast. I think everybody needed a couple of days, Matt, to come down from that comeback win. But week two is coming up, and it might not be the same old Jets. Jets quarterback Justin Fields had really the game of his life against the Steelers last week. What is the scout on him? And given that he's a mobile quarterback, will the Bills be more prepared to stop him, having just played Lamar Jackson?
Yeah, it's actually a really interesting matchup on the heels of that matchup. It feels like the Ravens light a little bit, and like literally and figuratively, because Breece Hall is not the same menacing force that Derrick Henry is, but he can have a big game, and he's fast, he's explosive. Justin Fields, not as polished of a passer. He's not going to attack at the second and third levels as dangerously as Lamar Jackson. So I think that this is it's funny because you talk about the coming down from that game, and it was so unbelievable to watch how they played, but we forgot a lot about the first 55 minutes and the way that that defense played and how it struggled. And I think that there's still a feeling on that side of the ball that they have something to prove. And I think this is a good matchup to maybe at least early in the season, wash that bad taste out of your mouth, come out and defend the run a little bit better, put Justin Fields in a couple of really tough spots and force him to make big time throws. And this is the Bills team that was one of the top takeaway teams in the league last year. And the Bills offense goes on the road and protects the ball. I mean, Josh Allen is as careful with the football as any quarterback in the league. So it's going to be a fun matchup. But you mentioned not the same old Jets. It's interesting, too, because the Bills and the Jets played tight games even as they've struggled over the last couple of years. So I'm expecting a really good game.
Well, it's one of these things where everyone's off the high of the win. There's all these questions maybe underneath where before the fourth quarter, it was not looking hot for the Bills. And you mentioned the defense there. Where should we expect to see improvement on that side of the ball?
Well, I know a lot of people are talking about the safeties, and I do think that there's concern there. I'd like to see what that looks like if they're able to play four, five, six games together and whether or not that communication gets better and they're more in sync. They didn't play together at all in the preseason. And from my conversations with Bobby Babich and Sean McDermott, those two positions need to be on the same page and playing together and communicating at a high level almost more than any other pair of teammates on the team. My biggest concern coming out of that game was the linebacker play, because I thought that, you know, the defensive line at times gave the linebackers opportunities to make plays. And as Sean McDermott said on Monday, like, just guys weren't hitting their gaps and filling their gaps and giving Derrick Henry the opportunity to get through the line of scrimmage and to the second level. You can't do that against that team or that player. And I think Terrell Bernard, coming off of a contract extension. He was named captain of the defense. He had one tackle in that game. He's never had one tackle in any start that he as low as one tackle or less in any start in the NFL. So I think he's got to be a little bit better. I don't necessarily think that you measure a middle linebacker whether or not they're have 150 tackles, but you definitely want him to be more impactful, especially in the run game.
The Bills made a switch at punter this week, releasing Brad Robbins, signing Cameron Johnston. Why did they make this move? And, I mean, hasn't this last week really emphasized the importance of special teams?
Yeah, I think that, you look at Brad Robbins, and I thought he was actually pretty good in the summer, and I thought it was a big reason why they didn't bring anybody else in at the time. But you have him come out in week one, and he was, according to advanced metrics, EPA per play, he was the lowest graded punter in the NFL in week one. And I think it's just one of those things where Chris Tabor is a new special teams coordinator here. I think he's going to have a lot of, trial and error, figuring some things out. What does he like? What doesn't he like? And if he doesn't like something, they're going to make a change. And I think that they felt like, all right, Brad Robbins was working with Tyler Bass. I wonder if that was a big reason why he remained on the roster throughout the summer, because he was a really good holder. But now that Matt Prater comes in, you have a whole new dynamic of veteran kicker who's probably had, dozens of holders over the course of his career. Maybe it's not as important, and you'd much rather upgrade if an upgrade is available. And I think back to a couple of years ago when the Bills had the Matt Ariza situation pop up, and everybody was, what are the Bills going to do at punter? And they ended up bringing in Sam Martin, a veteran player, a lot like Cameron Johnston. And he comes in here over a three-year period and was a really, really good punter for them. So I think it's just one of those moves where they probably were watching this guy on the free agent market. When he became available and Robin struggled, they pulled the trigger.
You can't have someone who looks just like the coach wear the uniform of another team. And that's kind of my theory behind it. You need to have that guy in a Bills uniform. Hey, Matt, thanks so much for joining us. Matt Perino, the Shout Podcast and Syracuse.com covering the Bills, joining us with a little look at where the team sits after an amazing week one win. But now some things to clean up before you head into Sunday.
And I'm starting now to switch over to think about week two, but it's taken a while.
Yeah. Oh, man, I can't blame you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.